This is Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Paula Coleman. For the last couple months, Truckbeat has been focusing on East Tennessee's addiction crisis. Later this week, the Truckbeat team will wrap up its discussion about opiate dependence. But before that happens, producers Jess Mador and Matt Schaefer-Powell wanted to talk with someone on the front lines of this epic struggle.
To do that, we took the Truckbeat truck to Cornerstone of Recovery. It's a treatment facility in Louisville. While we were there, Matt sat down in the truck with Dr. Kip Wenger, medical director at Cornerstone.
Kip Wenger is also an emergency room doctor, has been for 28 years, and he's seen a lot of addicts. Some walk into the ER looking to feed their addiction with a prescription. Others are carried in because they've overdosed. And it's not just your grizzled junkie shooting up in a dark alley.
This affects all kinds of folks. And all you have to do is walk in there and you'll see doctors, lawyers, nurses, people that look just like you and I. So we got to do a better job with this on the treatment side, but also on the front end as well.
The steady stream of addicts in the ER has taught Wenger an important lesson. Opiate addicts don't like being opiate addicts.
And it's only when you see these folks that come into the ER and they've lost everything. They've lost their job. They've lost their teeth, they've lost their health. These people have paid the maximum price, trust me. And if they could stop, they would stop.
Wenger says some of the blame for the opiate epidemic goes to those doctors who have a hard time saying no to a patient who's begging for relief. Sometimes, though, there's a more cynical explanation. Patients who are sent away without a prescription for narcotics can really drive down a doctor's patient satisfaction ratings.
Unfortunately, it's sometimes a lot easier for doctors to say, you know what, it's not my personality flaws or my inability to connect. It's the fact I'm not writing enough narcs. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write more narcs.
Wenger says it doesn't take much to figure out if someone's just trolling for pills in the ER. For instance, he says there's a state database that tracks a patient's opiate use. But doctors don't always use it because it forces them to make some tough decisions.
I can look you up, and I do look you up, and I can say to you, hey, Matt, in your history, it appears that you've had some problems in the past. Let's go this way. Let's try a different route to relieving your pain. It's not going to be optimal for you in terms of your pain relief, but it's going to be best for you in the long run.
Kip Wenger says he knows that approach sounds idealistic.
If clinicians are listening to this, they'll say, that guy's full of that's crazy. I'm telling you, you can win people over that way if they believe you care and they believe you're doing it for the right reasons. You're not going to make everybody happy, and you're not going to necessarily get the best satisfied folks, but you're going to do what's best for the patient. And in the end, I think that's the most important thing. That's why most of us got into the business of medicine, I hope, to do the best for patients.
Wenger says there's plenty of responsibility to go around, from the doctors to the patients to the pill mills and the dealers to the pharmaceutical companies. But he says there's something all of us can do. Go to your medicine cabinet and properly dispose of any medications you no longer need. For Truckbeat, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.
Join us on Thursday for the next episode of Truckbeat. That's when we'll hear the story of one man's journey from drug addiction to recovery.
Truckbeat on WUOT is brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.